from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
All right, let's localize it here. Something that's just kind of popping right now on the old internet, and that is Andy Reid. You brought this to my attention, Figgy. He announced that Patrick Mahomes and the entire offense is going to play the entire half?
The entire first half, including Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. That seems unnecessary.
Yeah, especially somebody, a team like that, that been there,
yeah,
that won the Super Bowl, that have the same franchise quarterback. And yeah, I'm sure you got a couple
They've
new pieces.
They've played 20 plus games the last
y'all
few
Y'all know
years.
Each other. Y'all know, it's unless y'all got a different offense, yeah, or something like that, which I highly doubt.
No, they don't.
Nah, man, like, what y'all doing, man?
I don't know. I'm interested how Chiefs fans are reacting to this. Yes, they want to see Patrick Mahomes in the offense, but good Lord.
Yeah, like, what y'all doing? What you doing, Terry?
I mean, I understand. I even understand if the Texans. I'm not an advocate of it. I'm very clear on that over the last few days. I would just as well see them this game and then see you later. See you in September. But I get it. Like,
yeah,
second-year quarterback, new receiver, new running back. I get it, and I get that D'Amico's kind of an old school guy, but man.
Yeah,
Chiefs?
Yeah, so I'm wondering, did they do that last year, or did they
I don't remember.
I don't think they did that last year.
Yeah.
But maybe, and I've run this up a couple times too, maybe they want to get ahead. They want to start the season strong, mm-hmm, and just be in sync with each other. So maybe playing the whole half in the preseason,
yeah,
just going to kind of knock the rust off. But I still don't see that.
They proved last year they can knock the rust off the first 6 weeks of the season.
Yeah,
because they still won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they started slow. I thought they was in trouble.
Yeah, a lot
and
of people
they
did.
Still won the Super Bowl. So maybe I don't know if they just trying to go undefeated this year or something. They trying to start off strong.
Yeah.
But I really don't see a reason why they're trying
to win three straight Super Bowl
champs.
Yeah.
Playing the whole half in a preseason game like that, a starters.
Yeah, and that's how we're localizing it. I get it here. I wouldn't support it. I mean, I don't support the idea, but I get it. But give me 4 years, 5 years down the road, I don't even care if I see CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
Until the regular season.
Yeah. So I'm curious, like, what's the max for you? A quarter or just a couple of series?
For Mahomes?
Yeah, no, just you, period.
Like, here, I'd like to feel? See him. I'd like to see him do two series. And if they get frisky, do the first quarter. And then that's it.
Yeah, my max is the first quarter.
Yeah.
Like, you could play a whole quarter.
Mm-hmm.
That could be only like three series.
Yeah.
And that's it for me.
Yeah.
I ain't playing no whole first half.
Maybe the last game, a whole quarter. But like, to me, it's just more just building up. Just kind of first game, just one series, two series, then the next game.
Exactly.
3 to 4. Then after that, it's just like a whole quarter. So just a slow build up, but not like how the Chiefs are doing it. Everybody, all right, let's go one whole half.
That's
hey, man. And you know,
they the Super Bowl champs for a reason.
They know how to win Super Bowls.
Yeah. I can't sit there and say that's the wrong way to do it.
They know how to win Super Bowls. Nevertheless, there is a worst case scenario out there that people would destroy Andy Reid if it happens.
Yeah,
we know what it is.
Hey, you can bring this up.
Bring it up.
Don't bring up the Houston Texans. Just bring up Kansas City. Okay. What's that worst case scenario?
Patrick Mahomes could suffer a severe injury.
Season ending,
long term, whatever you want to say. Andy Reid would get destroyed.
Yeah.
Destroyed. And rightfully so.
Yeah.
Like I said, they proved last year. You can go 6 weeks into the season, oh, man, they stink this year, and then, boom, they're Super Bowl champs.
Yeah.
They can dial it in.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I don't understand why they play. But, like I said, they the Super Bowl champs.
Yeah.
If they win it this year again, then next year I'll be like, you know what?
Hey, we got to play a whole
half. Y'all
got
to play a whole half. Hey, you know what? Y'all need to play a whole damn game at this point.
Do what the Chiefs did.
Exactly.
I would do exactly what the Chiefs did.
All right. So we said we're going to give you a Kyle Tucker update. They really need Kyle Tucker back. They don't need him right now, but they're going to need him. Chaz McCormick, all that stuff that we were talking about. They need that other guy in there. So Joe Espada gave an update on Kyle Tucker. He said that he hit inside in the cages inside and, quote, did a ton of work in the weight room. That doesn't tell me anything. He also said it's slow progress, but he's trending in the right direction. Correct me if I'm wrong. He's been trending in the right direction for 2 months. 2 months.
Man.
I mean, oh, and by the way, there was another video attached to it. Brian McTaggart, shout out to Brian McTaggart from MLB.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Them videos look so uncomfortable, him trying to walk.
I would go up to McTaggart and say, dude,
yeah,
I love you, but don't put those videos up
there. Yeah, I'd be like, bro, I'm taking your credential. If you ever put some, I'm going to have to do like the Houston Texans do. Like, all right, no shooting.
Cameras down.
Yep, cameras down, no shooting. So every time Kyle Tucker go out there, no shooting. Like, I don't want nobody to see that.
No, not at all. What'd you say? He looks like Fred Sanford?
Yeah. Every time I see him, I just want to be burm, 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 burm,
burm, burm, burm. Oh, man. When's it going to happen? I don't know. That's one hell of a bruise, man.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm fully recovered from my deep bone bruise. When we're listening, I guess last Monday, because it was the weekend before, I suffered a deep bone bruise on my left arm. Fully recovered.
Okay.
Didn't miss a day of work.
Hey, yeah, my neck still hurt. I think I need Tommy John.
Hey, man. TJ?
Yeah.
Hey, might as well get it, man.
Yeah. All right. So I got a question for you, localizing it here on In the Loop. So I heard a lot of people heard this, but Mike McDaniel was talking about the kind of the embarrassment of riches that they have at running back in Miami. And it got me thinking, Is this the only thing lacking is that depth? Let's listen to Mike McDaniel first.
I believe the last 3 years you had two running backs atop the depth chart as co-starters, kind of. Can you describe your balance there between like maybe a planned approach and an adaptive or reactive approach as it goes through the season?
No, I mean, there's who says we have to stop at two? maybe we can just have four. No, I think you have to let the players determine who gets the ball and how frequently and how much they're in the game. And that's very important. I think the cool thing when you have a position group that on the front end, you know, by NFL standards is very, very talented. One of the most, if not the most talented of, you know, that you can remember or you've been on teams with, you don't worry about how that is going to unfold. You let it unfold, and it's always very obvious. You can tell by how people execute their blocks and their belief of the player carrying the ball, and you have to be able to be open-minded to how it plays out.
The Dolphins have three studs at running back. Obviously, Raheem Mostert, Devin Achane, and Jalen Wright is just tearing it up. Man. And he's another guy that can run a 4.0. I'm exaggerating, but like he is just
a four flat.
That's got me thinking about the Texans. I mean, we have confidence in Joe Mixon. Is that where they're lacking? Like that other dude, and that's what we got to see on Saturday.
Yeah, and we've been talking about that. We've been kind of, nitpicking on on Damian Pierce a little bit. And
there's questions with Cam Akers.
Yeah, so I love D'Amico Ryans. I'm glad he's the head coach. But sometimes I get a little jealous of Mike McDaniels.
Dude.
I love the way he treat the running back position, man. Mm-hmm. He draft one, it feel like, every single year.
Those three guys are really good.
Yeah.
All three are going to be, for what it's worth, like high fantasy picks.
Yeah.
You know, just because of the touchdowns they're probably going
to
score.
Yeah, I think, to me, in a perfect world, I would love for the Houston Texans to operate their running back situation like that.
Yeah.
Just, you know, yeah you got Joe Mixon, but hey, if it's somebody right there in the second round that's really good and that can help this offense, draft that person. Don't look there and say, oh, well, we got Joe Mixon then, so we don't need. Nah,
they could have said we got Mostert.
Yeah.
No, they went and got Achane.
Yeah.
Then this year they went and got Jalen Wright from Tennessee.
That was shocking to me.
Dude.
Because I know they had Achane, but
yeah.
I thought that was it. When they drafted, I'm like, damn, how many running backs y'all going to get?
But look, they're using them.
Yeah.
Out of the backfield, different situations. And like you just heard Mike McDaniel, they're going to tell you when they have the hot hand and they're going to understand.
Yeah, and as a defense, you got to prepare for all of that. Mm-hmm. And I just don't, to me, I mean, unless you have like a Derrick Henry or something like that, I just don't care for the workhorse running back anymore, man.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah, you don't have to have a workhorse running back.
Yeah,
get a couple running backs, man, and play them all.
Yeah,
get some really good. You don't have to have a Joe Blow type of backup running back.
Yeah,
get three good ones.
I'll tell the Dolphins right now, give me your third best back right now today, and I'll put him behind Joe Mixon.
Yeah. Hey, we'd be throwing a parade if we traded for one of them.
Pick your top two and keep them. Give me your third. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I don't care who it is. You think it's Achane? You think it's Wright? You think, hell, they got that other dude. I mean, who's the other running back there? Jeff Wilson. He's played a little bit, but they brought him on. But yeah, give me your third running back.
Yeah.
And I'm good.
Yeah, man. I wish they operate like that, man.
Yeah.
Maybe they will. I don't know. But I wish they just bring in running backs like all the time and just use every one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.